BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay. Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week, we watched something slightly different, and that was a musical in the name of Rogers the Musical.
Amazing. So let's get straight into it, because let's not talk about the show Hawkeye. Let's get right into what's really interesting. The musical Rogers, which blew my mind.
I have watched several musical things. I've watched Buffy the musical. I've watched Scrubs the musical. I've watched the lesser famous Hamilton the musical. But all I can say is that Rogers the musical is by far the greatest thing we've ever done for this podcast.
I'd go as far as to say it could be the greatest thing Disney Plus has to offer.
Honestly, fuck the Lion King. Yeah, I don't even know if that's on Disney Plus, but regardless, fuck the Lion King, because this is true cinema. No.
I didn't think you'd... You're like, I'll pick one of Jax's favorite films, and I'm just going to tell it to go fuck itself. No, but all jokes aside, that moment actually kind of won me over to the whole idea of the show, and I think it's going to take something really bad for me to, like, forget that Rogers exists. Like, if the rest of the Hawkeye show sucks, like, if every single second of it after this episode is bad, I will still be happy that the show exists, because the idea that there's now a musical on, like, New York Broadway about the Avengers, it's just...
Yeah.
It honestly is one of those things that makes this TV series set in this giant movie/TV series called the MCU so good. Like, it makes it so exciting to be a part of this universe, to like, just to be following along. Yeah,
it's like, man, I kind of wish that existed. It's like, are they going to make an Avengers musical one day?
Oh my lord, you know? I would love it. But the only thing that a real musical wouldn't have is the actual Hawkeye sitting in the audience, just being like having PTSD from one of the people in their 100%, dying.
Yeah,
which it actually took quite a dramatic turn.
Yeah,
I thought because it went through all the characters. It's like Iron Man, he flies, and Hulk, he smashes, and all that kind of stuff.
It's so good.
I was expecting it for it to get to Hawkeye, and then either he wasn't going to get a heroic line, or that he wasn't going to be in it, or some kind of funny little
and
thing.
And then they made it about Black Widow, which was
very sad. Very and I'm like, good. Oh, the movie, yeah, the show is quite
It was an absolutely fantastic musical. I will definitely continue watching. Are you going to continue watching the musical?
I'm going to continue watching. Yeah. I mean, it's all just a one-and-done musical, but if they make a sequel, Avengers 2, we're off to that place. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah. Slovenia? We'll get, like, Jed Whedon, Joss Whedon's brother, will probably direct it. Like...
amazing.
But yeah. But also, this week, we watched Hawkeye.
Tim,
like, have I already put the opening titles in, or am I going to double opening titles this episode? Like, it's late. It's late. Full disclosure, this could be the latest we've ever recorded. it's getting intense. My life is getting, it's intense. And you know what? I was actually, like, pretty surprised about this show. I actually was kind of on the ride. I'll get the description out of the way. So this is Marvel Studios' latest installment into the MCU. And Clint Barton / Hawkeye must team up with skilled archer Kate Bishop, also known as the new Hawkeye, to unravel a criminal conspiracy. And Jax, before we get going, I thought, because you know where everyone's at, I thought you should give like a quick 36-second description on where is Hawkeye? What has Hawkeye been up to? Because I'm like, I kind of know, but I'm also like, I'm probably with the fans going, I just don't know if I care. So tell everyone, 30 seconds, what has happened to lead up to this TV series?
Hawkeye was not in Infinity War, and the start of Endgame, Avengers Endgame, he is with his family, and he's like, oh, let's all have a bloody picnic, and he's shooting bows with all his family, and they're all having a good time, and then he turns around, and they're all gone, and he's screaming, and it's horrific and terrifying and absolutely tragic and sad. Yep. So all his family died. We cut to him with a samurai sword, and he's all in like a hood, and he's got a terrible haircut, and he's killing samurai and ninjas and all these evil people, and he's just going crazy. And Natasha's like, stop murdering all these people, you psychopath. We can bring everyone back. And he's like, don't give me hope. And she's like, says something else that I can't remember. And it's amazing stuff. And then,
and
you know,
what's
he just
the
does
key thing that happens that is really sort of the crux of this series so far?
He's a Hawkeye man, but now we're gonna get a Hawkeye lady. I don't know. What do you mean?
So he's
old and retired. He's got his family back.
I've watched the movie. Yes, he does have his family back. Sorry, there's a key moment in Endgame where Black Widow and him are like some stone. They're doing something. Who cares?
They're going to get the Soul Stone, and they both have a fight to see who can commit suicide first. Yes. And it looks like he's won, but then it turns out that Scarlett Johansson wins, and she falls to her death, and he's like, no!
Yeah.
And it's super sad, and they play the same music as well.
Yeah. Sort of where we're at this Hawkeye.
Yes.
He seems to PTSD. He's retired, and one of my favorite things to do is have an entire TV series centered around the least interesting character in the Avengers. And that's what we got. Well, yeah, that's what we got with WandaVision. So here we are with Hawkeye. And
Just on that, it's quite interesting that they have kind of decided to, because all the Avengers, they've all got big films. They've all got trilogies. Yep. You know, like Spider-Man's about to have his third film, and like he came into, you know, in Captain America's third movie, you know, and Hawkeye's never got a movie. No one's ever really wanted a movie, but we're now in this weird stage in the MCU where Phase 4 has started with a bunch of TV series of all the side characters. We've got Wanda and Vision in their show. Loki got his show. Falcon and Winter Soldier, the sidekicks of Captain America, get their show. And so now we're getting the least interesting superhero Avenger, and he gets his show. And the first thing I noticed as soon as this started is it's actually quite good, and we might be getting something that shouldn't be good, but I think it's going to be very good. Well, what they did, Tim? Yeah. They focused on, because this entire episode, Hawkeye's just with his family, being like, oh, I'm just 100%. With my family.
Yeah.
And we spend 35 minutes with Hayley Atwell. Is that her name?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So spoilers, I suppose, for hypothesization of what's going to come with the MCU, but the Young Avengers is essentially been announced through just casting and shows. So we're getting Hawkeye, which is essentially like young Hawk girl or Hawkeye, who cares? And then we've got Miss Marvel coming. We've got She-Hulk coming, and they all have the predecessor as well there, but the famous actor, I suppose, at this point, but they're from the perspective of the young person, and it's like we're watching Young Justice kind of live action, and it's really interesting. It's actually, I think, probably the most unique show that they've done this year because of that, because we're actually getting an origin story. This is the first one that they've done, which is actually an origin story. And it's kind of refreshing in that sense. And like, whilst you kind of know all the beats that are going to happen, it's like, yeah, okay. Like, I can kind of get on board with this, like, passing of the rod kind of TV series. And they'll probably, like, she'll bring him out of retirement and like, things like that. And yeah, like, I don't know. The opening titles were really good.
The Catch Me If You Can style.
Yeah.
Looking thing.
And like,
yeah, they were really cool. And
it's
they
kind
for
of
ages.
Like, I don't know if this is like my favorite show, but like, I was just like pleasantly surprised because I wasn't expecting anything. It seems to just be set at Christmas time to just be like, we're setting out a Christmas. All right.
No, it's, I think it'll come into everything, but it's like, for one, it makes Hawkeye's obvious need to get away from his family to help this new Hawkeye girl. will be kind of more sad.
Yeah. No, I get you.
Because of Christmas. And then in the finale, it will be Christmas and that will come and have some kind of significance and all that kind of stuff. I think it's a really fun choice. There's a little action set piece where there's a bit of hijinks going on. And just the, like, like Christmas music is just like playing. And as it kind of builds up the suspense, and I just thought that was a bit of fun.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind
of
like,
and you get know, you get know. A little sense of sort of her skill level. We start with an awful flashback, and the reason why I think that is probably the worst part of the show, the first like 4 minutes, is because like we're in 2012, which is when the Avengers movie is set, the first one, and you get this like different perspective of the Avengers attack, of Loki's attack, which is like interesting, but like it just looks so bad. It looks bad. It cuts to Jeremy Renner, and like it just looks like he's in a room, and it's just like, why does Disney not have all the money in the world to make this look flawless? I should be looking at this going, wow, this looks better than the movie. But I did was look, wow, this is the first shot of Hawkeye himself, and this is completely fake. I feel like the actor wasn't even there, you know?
Yeah, I think most of that was from the movie, to be fair.
Wow, bad movie then. Bad movie.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie. but no, Jed I Whedon thought that was such an amazing
His
start to
kind
a...
kind of controversial, though.
But it's such a great start to a show. Yeah, just gonna slide on past that. no, I just think it's so cool to start a show and be like 2012, and I'm immediately like, oh my god,
I know that year.
The whole time I'm just like, when is the Chitauri gonna attack? And he's like, something fall out of the sky, and I'm like, when are they gonna attack? When are they gonna attack? And then she's like, I love my dad more than my mom, and I'm like, oh my god, the Chitauri are going to kill her dad, and then they do kill her dad, and I'm like, I don't know, just it was effective, it worked. But maybe the whole scene, I'm just mostly going, oh my god, Vera Farmiga is in this? What the hell? That's awesome!
Yeah.
The mum from Bates Motel, like, I'll watch her in anything. She's amazing. So I'm really excited just for her.
Wow.
Yeah, she's so good.
That's crazy.
I'm so excited just for her to be in it. I'm really hoping she's evil. That would be my big swing that I would want to happen. That would be really, really fun.
But it's like just generally like a really kind of alright show. Like, it's not perfect, but it's not terrible. I definitely don't have a strong visceral reaction like I thought I would. I'm kind of shocked. I don't know if it's because it's so late and it's almost midnight. Like,
I was pleasantly surprised by the tone, the feeling, the atmosphere. I think Rogers the Musical coming right out the gate
is
the first introduction to Hawkeye is very, very funny.
Jax,
like, I
have a question for
laughter.
You. Because really this is about Rogers the Musical. I don't have anything to say about the show. Actually, I do have one more thing to say.
I actually stopped watching the show after the musical. I presume that it's fine.
Who would you like to play in Rogers the Musical?
Oh, I'm not really the leading man, but of course I want to be Captain America.
Interesting.
But I think I would be one of the side guys that gets saved by
the
Captain
ensemble?
America. As a rock.
What
did
you think about the guy where he's like, that guy
Well, I can't
was
dance. I'm not an ensemble. Just an extra. I don't know.
Yeah. What did you think about the like when Jeremy Renner was like, yeah, it's all accurate, but that guy wasn't there. And then he's like the main, like he jumps in and they do like the final,
the final
stage. And then he like strolls in. I was like, that is so fucking funny. Like, like as someone who loves musicals and loves stage theater, like that is so fucking funny to just be like, all right, so this guy's clearly the best dancer, but like, let's just like chuck him in, you know? But seriously, about the show though, what did you think about the return of Ronan's outfit?
Well, it's kind of more just like a MacGuffin to get Hawkeye interested in the new Hawkeye character, I guess. Because he's like, wait, Ronan? Who's dressing up as me? That's not cool. I'm offended. That was me when I was a murderer.
Yeah.
And I'm not a murderer anymore. So I think it's interesting to kind of bring back that past. And now all these people think that she was Ronan. And like, that's kind of interesting, you know? Like, it has that kind of like, they think that she's this psycho murderer that was killing them all. So I'm going to be interested to see what kind of like gangs and stuff kind of come out of the woods
because the sword's
really cool.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, Ronan is best known from Guardians of the Galaxy 1, I think. What?
No, you're making a joke, right? Or no?
What? What do you mean?
Because that's Ronan the Accuser, for sure. But this is a different Ronan. He's just called Ronan.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, my God, what?
Oh, wow.
This is incredible. He's essentially like a rogue, just different. He's like, I'm not Hawkeye. I'm just like a, you know, like, it's like him having a different name for a little bit when he goes kind of rogue. And he calls himself Ronan. So that's why it's the Ronan suit. It's not the suit Ronan the Accuser from Guardians wears. It's okay. The suit he wears when he murders everybody at the start of Endgame.
Interesting. Let's take that again. So as
No, Tim, keep it all. Make it look like I'm the biggest loser nerd in the world and you're a cool, chill.
I googled the name. I'm like, this is Ronan. Yeah, I guess the outfit kind of looks the same.
That's why there were those flashbacks.
Yeah, I know. It was like the flashback. And I'm like, when did Hawkeye get Ronan's outfit? I'm so confused.
Incredible. All right, Tim. Hot, quick, last takes. Mm-hmm, I love that they're focusing so much on other, like, you know, Hawkeye, like, you know, new Hawkeye. That's really, really fun.
Yeah.
The fact that the episode ends with, like, such a cheeky cliffhanger where they've just met.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
Well, the episode's like, called Never Meet Your Heroes, which implies really cleverly that they're going to meet quite early and she's going to be disappointed.
And she's going to hate him.
Yeah. It's a really good title because I was waiting the whole time for them to meet and then it was the final thing. I was like, wow, that's actually really smart.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think I don't know, for all the shows, I've been most excited for every other show and honestly, every show announcement, like, I'm excited for, like, so many other shows. Like, you mentioned She-Hulk. Like, I'm so keen for that.
Mm-hmm,
but I've not been excited for this show. I was going to watch it day one. I would have watched it earlier. I would have watched it as soon as it came out. But, you know, like, was waiting to do the podcast later today. And I don't know. It's one of the best. I wonder if it's going to keep being that good. And, Tim, the second episode is already out. They released two.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you going to keep watching straight away?
I mean, no bloody way. It's like midnight and I've got to edit this to get it out to our, like, fan base.
Yeah, well, see, I'm going to get up at 4 for work, but I'm going to keep watching. I don't give a shit. I love it.
I'm so excited.
I'm
going to continue watching. I actually really did enjoy this. It's actually really
good. Yeah. It's the biggest surprise. And just the last thing, expectations are everything. Because my expectations for the other shows were sky high.
Yeah.
And they were constantly let down. And also, not always. I liked most of the shows. But expectations just got in the way of me truly enjoying everything. And I recently just watched another movie, which I thought was going to be the worst thing ever. And it wasn't the worst thing ever. Was it good? I don't even know, but I loved it just because I thought it was going to be bad. So I'm learning a lot about expectations today.
Yeah, 100%. It's really good. And yeah, I'm absolutely super keen to continue watching. And I do love some Christmas stuff. I love a bow and arrow. Just give me more of it. And yeah, I don't know. See you next time.
Catches!
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think I made an absolute fool about myself? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.